There's 7,046,000,000 people on the planet. Most of us have the audacity to think we know. Hey! Hear the one about the comedian who croaked? They stabbed him in the heart. Just a little poke. But he keeled over because he went into battle wearing chainmail made of jokes. Hey! Hear the one about the screenwriter who passed away? He was giving elevator pitches and the elevator got stuck halfway. He ended up eating smush sandwiches they pushed through a crack in the door and repeating the same crappy screenplay idea about talking dogs till his last day. Hey! You hear the one about the fisherman who passed? Well, he didn't jump off that ledge. He just stepped out into the air and then pulled the ground up towards him really fast. Like he was pitching a line and went fishing for concrete. The earth is a drum and he's hitting it on beat. The reason there's smog in Los Angeles is because if we could see the stars, if we could see the context of the universe in which we exist, if we could see how small each one of us really is against the vastness of what we don't know, then nobody would ever audition for a McDonald's commercial again. And then where would we be? No frozen dinners and no TV, and is that a world we want to text in? Either someone just microwaved popcorn, or I hear the sound of 1,000 people pulling their heads out of their asses in rapid succession. The people are hunched over in Boston. They're starting screen printing companies and app stores in San Francisco. They're grinning in Los Angeles like they got fish hooks in the corners of their mouth. But don't paint me like the good guy, because every time I write, I get to choose the angle that you view me and select the nicest light. You would not respect me if you heard the typewriter chatter tap tap tapping through my mind at night, the same stupid tape loop of old sitcom dialogue and tattered memories of a girl I got to grind on in high school, filed carefully on rice paper. My heart is a colored pencil, but my brain is an eraser. I don't want a real girl, I want a tracer from a catalog. Truth be told, I'm unlikely to hold you down, because my soul is a crowded subway train and people keep deciding to get to the next one that rolls through town. I'm joining a false movement in San Francisco. I'm frowning and hunched over in Boston. I'm grinning in Los Angeles like I got fish hooks in the corners of my mouth. And I'm celebrating on weekends because there are 7,047,000,000 people on the planet. And I have the audacity to think I matter. I know it's a lie, but I prefer to the alternative because I got a tourniquet tied to my elbow. I got a blunt wrap filled with compliments and I'm burning it. You say go to sleep and I've been bouncing up my bedroom walls since I was hecka small. We're every age at once and tucked inside ourselves like Russian nesting dolls. My mother is an 8-year-old girl. My grandson is a 74-year-old retiree whose kidneys just failed. And that is the glue between me and you. That is the screws and nails. We live in a house made of each other. And if that sounds strange, that's because it is. Would somebody please freeze time so I could run around turning everybody's pockets inside out? Now remember, you didn't see shit.